Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. In today's reading, we read Leviticus chapter 1, John 20, Proverbs 17, and Philippians 4. And today we return to the story of Jesus' final days on earth. And as we peer back into the book of John, we have the telling of Jesus' triumphal resurrection and the disciples having a multiplicity of responses, ranging from belief to disbelief. I wonder what our response would have been in that same situation. I wonder what I would have said when Mary and the crew came waltzing in telling of his resurrection. I do wonder what the energy was like in that room when they came in with this story. Luke shares that they had an encounter with two angels at the tomb and were told that he had risen before they ran to tell the disciples. But as John shares the story, it's as if they are only understanding Mary and the others to say that his body was missing. But through the interweaving of these two accounts that complement each other, we see that this is truly what John took away from their exchanges. As Luke shared that the disciples thought the story sounded like nonsense. But let's be honest. How many times have you heard someone tell a story of miracles, and your first thought was, yeah, right, whatever? When we're confronted by narratives of the miraculous, we often can think, yeah, that's a tall tale. We can sometimes file those away in a drawer marked spiritual nuts. Or we may hear enough that intrigues us to find out more for ourselves. And that's what Peter and John do. They wanted to get a close look at the scene. They didn't immediately disbelieve, but they, in their lack of understanding around the facts of the situation, wanted to lean in and get a closer look. So they run to the tomb. And they run with excited anticipation of the miraculous being confirmed. When they see the linen cloths neatly folded, that was the confirmation that they needed. They didn't have the benefit of an angel or two appearing and sharing the resurrection story. They had the confounding testimony of friends and a simple confirmation from those cloths. Fast forward to Thomas, the one of the disciples that was not with the rest during this whole scene. It's not known where he was, but I wonder if his absence speaks to his heart's distance from hope. Thomas was not in that present moment with the disciples as they gathered for safety and even in fear of what would be done to them. Thomas was elsewhere. Not sure if that speaks to his lack of fear or simply that some circumstance kept him away. Either way, Thomas has a different response to hearing the news when he finally does. He is hesitant and he doesn't accept the story. Based on Peter and John's running to the tomb, we see that they were probably in a place of expectancy, right? You know, when you're just waiting for a reason to celebrate, when hope is tangible and all you need is a moment to be deep in rejoicing. I wonder if we can all look at our distance right now. As I record this, we are still in the midst of a pandemic. And distance is a bit of a buzzword. But sometimes our distance can not only speak to the safety we're trying to have from a pandemic, but the state of our heart. We stand back from things that threaten to hurt us, or from things that we simply fear. The disciples gathered at a distance from the Jews because of their fear. What's your distance? And what does your distance say about your heart? What is your current engagement with hope? And are you close, or is hope currently elsewhere? What about your level of expectancy? What does it take for you to rejoice? What do you need to celebrate? Are you one that just runs towards anything that could be a reason to rejoice? Or do you sit back waiting for joy and celebration to find you? Let's pray that God would find us and put us in a place of being close to hope and living life with an expectancy, knowing that we currently have reason to rejoice and celebrate, and that it is not something that we need to wait for. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that hope is real. We thank you that hope is in Jesus. And we thank you that because of the work that he did on the cross, his resurrection from the grave, and the Holy Spirit that we've been given, we not only have hope for eternity, we not only have hope for a family to be with, but we have you living within us, Lord God. And that gives us hope for today, for our lives today, knowing that you are always with us, Lord. Help us to always be ones that run towards hope and that keep you close. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that's the episode today. Hope you enjoy, and I would love to hear more about your engagement with it. 5bythefire.org for comments, subscribe, rate, and review, and share it wherever you can. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.